One other question before we kind of get more into this is, in what situations, if any, do you see a general medical oncologist in community-based practice managing a patient with ALL, either from beginning to end or maybe in conjunction with a tertiary center?
ALL is a two-year-long process. And so the decision tree is how sick is the patient? Can the patient get into a tertiary center? Many times they can't. And then as you do this disease stratification based on risk factors, what I mean is genetic risk factors, is the patient going to need a transplant or not? And obviously, transplants are being done in the community. But a large percentage of patients, especially patients in this 18 to 40-year-old range, have standard risk ALL. And data from our institution, as well as data from other institutions, suggest that they do not need a transplant. So oftentimes what I'll do is I'll co-share, co-manage these patients because they have to live. These are adult patients. They have to work. They're often married. They may have kids. And so there needs to be some type of co-management or co-sharing of the patient. So oftentimes what we'll do is we'll either discuss it by phone if the patient can't come to initiate a regimen, or the induction therapy will be initiated in my institution, and then the complicated consolidation will be done at our institution. But a lot of the more standard therapies, including the maintenance, which goes on for about a year and a half, can be easily done in the community. And there's this management co-sharing. It really just takes communication, but it's clearly an effort that can be done and accomplished.